Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome rule that you tell redeeming. God with us, yeah.
You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast.
Where we want to but when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
we call
you,
yeah.
Takes you further. You were born in a manger.
Manger born, but on a tree.
You know, he will bring it to pass. He's not a man that will lie. He's not going to lie to us. Because guess what? God can't lie. Whatever he speak, those words are created. His words are creative words. And Psalm 91, this is an example so you can see how to turn the scriptures into a personal prayer confession for you and your family. It doesn't matter what you need. It's written in the Word of God. There's a word in the Word of God for all of your needs. As I said before, everything that you need has already been settled in heaven, and it's already in the Word of God. All we have to do is take hold of it, begin to pray it, begin to confess it, and watch God work. Satan can't harm your family if you confess the promises of God daily. And if you believe what you're confessing. See, it's not going to pay you any dividends if you're just confessing it daily. You have to confess it, and you have to believe what you're confessing. We also have to fight to correct ourselves. This is another main point that I'm making today. We have to fight to correct ourselves. We want to be totally obedient to God. Be honest and sincere. Understand, children of God, this is a real fight, and it's a fight of faith. No one will keep tabs on you. No one's going to keep tabs on you. No one is going to police you. This is a work that you must do on yourself. And saints of God, you're well able to do this work. But you got to make it up in your mind that this is what I'm going to do. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, this is our fight, saints of God. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession. You know what profession means? It means a paid occupation or a declaration in a belief or a religion. As Christians, it applies to us. That's what this word come from, a profession. It's living holy by faith. It's a job. That's what profession is. It's living holy. It's just like a job, you know. And we must live it every day, and we will be paid for the work that we do. We're going to be paid. You know, the Bible says, if you sin, the wages of sin is death. So if you're living holy and righteous before the Lord, you're going to have eternal life. Revelation 5:12 says, Jesus came into the world to be slain on an old rugged cross to bring something to us. And I want you to listen closely at what he died to bring us. In Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, these angels is talking, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive, listen at what he came to receive for us, to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessings. Now, saints of God, I hope you're looking at the scope of what Jesus came to do for us. Some people just think he came to die on the cross and that was all. No, no. He came to bring everything that was in the kingdom. He came to bring it down here on this earth. And those are some of the things that's in the kingdom. Jesus received these things so that he could bring them and implant them in us and to us. Now we have to receive them as a gift from him. Can you receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing from the Lord Jesus Christ? I think we can, but we just have to know that that's what he came to bring us, and that's what we have to begin to incorporate in our lives. Jesus left his throne in heaven. That's what he did. He left his throne in heaven. And in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, he became poor so that we could become rich right here in this present world. He became poor so that we could become rich. Deuteronomy 6:10 through 11. He said he would give us great and godly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards, olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be filled. When we eat the word of God, when we eat a constant word of God daily, we're going to be filled. And when we're filled, then here come the houses full of goodly things. Here come the buildings that's coming to us in our hands with the deeds paid in full. They're coming. But you see, it's something always that we have to do first. He said, when you shall have eaten and be filled. And that means when you're full of the word of God and it's coming out of your belly like rivers of living water, these things are available, and all you have to do is reach out and take it, and they're there for you. Praise God. In Psalms 42 and 3, wealth and riches should be in our house. How many of you, you're seeking through prayer, you're praying so that you can understand where that wealth and riches that God has said is in your house, you want to know where it's at? How many of you are seeking to know where the wealth and riches in your home is? You know, we have eternal life. You're not hoping for it, but you know you possess it. How do you know you possess it? Because the moment you're saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have just possessed eternal life. God has given it to you. We have a throne, a crown of life waiting for us. And that's in James 1 and 12. If we resist and not yield to temptation, we have great and precious promises from God if we hold to our faith. It always means you have to do something. God, if we get the faith of God, when we get it, we have to hold on to it, saints. We cannot let it go. We can't afford to get faith and then let it slip. We have to stay in faith. And how do you stay in faith? Through prayer and supplication to God every day. 2 Peter 1 and 3, he said, we have all things pertaining to life and godliness in heaven and in earth. We have all things. We already have it pertaining to life and godliness. We already have it, saints of God. I tell you, we're well provided for. And it takes faith to receive the things that God has given us. Understand, church, there's a real fight to faith. There's a real fight of faith. And it's just not a definitive verse in the Bible. It's not just a mental agreement of authority, but it's the real power of God to do battle against the enemy when we're facing all these giants that's in our life. You know, we're facing pandemics, we're facing cancer, people are facing cancer, arthritis, heart disease, poor circulation, mental disorders, brain disease, and disorders and injuries, tooth decay, gum decay, hair loss, family problems. We're facing all these different things. We're facing, like, people are facing marital problems, loss of employment. And this is causing a lot of stuff to happen, this loss of employment. They're going out shooting people on the job site. And this can't be, saints of God. If we keep our end up through prayer and supplication to God, we can change these minds. God can change the minds of the people. But we have to put them before the Lord, and the Lord can do the work. You know, we have suicidal tendencies. We have real power, saints of God, when we're facing these things. We have real power. And I know in the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In Hebrews 10 and 23, Paul says, "Let us hold fast to our profession, to the profession of our faith, without wavering. For he is faithful that promised." Talking about God. God is a faithful God. We might not be faithful, but God is faithful. He is a faithful God that promised. Faith is a real, it's real. And we can't please God without it. Not only that, we can't do the works that God has given us without faith. All the works that we have to do, we can't do them if we don't have faith. Everything in life operates by faith. Whether it's negative or positive, it's operating by faith. Faith is our job. You know, we work at it. That's why they call it a job, because we work at it. It's our occupation. It's our employment. It's our duty, and it's our responsibility. Every day and all day, faith is out there. We're supposed to keep faith out on the job working, so that we could do all the things that God told us to do, and that we can keep our life straight. Faith is how we live. Hebrews 10 and 38, we live by faith. And Habakkuk 2 and 4, is not only do we live by faith, but we live by our own faith. We have to acquire faith through the scriptures and through the word and through prayer and fasting and through believing in God. That's how faith is required. And that's how we acquire faith. And that's what Habakkuk 2 and 4 says. We live by our own faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith. Everything that we do is by faith. And it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10 and 17. You know, you want to hear from God? Get in the word. When you get in the Word, you will hear from God, and you'll know what He's saying to you. You don't need secondhand information. You go to Him yourself. And God will show you, and He will tell you everything that you need to know. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 22. The faith of the Spirit are the spirits of God. It's what He looks like. The fruits of the Spirit, God looks like those fruits, you know, love and peace and joy and long-suffering. He looks like it, and that's what He does, and that's how He feels toward us, you know. It's what He dispenses to us. He dispenses love and joy and peace and long-suffering, goodness, the spirit of faith. All of this God gives us. And we can find that in Galatians 5 and 22. Faith is a law. And that's in Romans 8 and 2. You know, it's a law that must be obeyed. It's God's commands. It's His doctrine. It's His rules. It's His laws. It's complete obedience toward God. It's what he requires.
Bring you are an awesome ruler, evangelist, and tell redeemer. God with us, the living truth, what a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what